What's going on?
The boss has a job for us, Starkey.
And he put you in charge, Joe? Hell, you've been shot.
I still have one good arm, and it's better than either of yours. You can catch your dander up later. We don't have time for it now. Eagleton wants us to grab Brian Corcoran and his daughter and take them to his suite without anybody seeing.
So he's tired of messing around, is he? Gonna just kill both of them and be done with it.
That'd be a shame. Bess Corcoran's not as pretty as her sister, but she's still a nice piece of woman flesh. You reckon the boss would let us have a little fun with her before we finish them off?
The plan isn't to kill them. They're just going to hold them until Corcoran fails to deliver the mail to Bleak Creek. That'll cost him his government contract and finish the job of ruining him. He won't be able to hold out against the boss after that.
Good Lord, times have changed, haven't they? I remember when if somebody was standing in your way, you just hired fellas like us to wipe them out. Sure was a hell of a lot simpler back then.
I don't think the boss has got the guts to do that. He'll stoop to outright murder, but he doesn't want to get his own hands dirty doing it.
They reached the stage line office. The men standing guard out front nodded to him.
Everything quiet, Blondie?
Yeah, pretty much. We heard a noise behind the buildings a while ago, but when we looked, there was nothing back there. Could have been a dog or a cat, some critter like that.
You're liable to hear some other ruckus in a few minutes. The boss has sent us to fetch Corcoran and his daughter to the hotel. You damn well better keep that under your hats, though.
Sure thing, Joe. We don't question the boss's orders. The girl's not in there, though. I saw her go in the barn earlier this evening. I'm pretty sure she hadn't come back out.
Fine. We'll grab the old man first. The girl won't give us any trouble if she doesn't want anything to happen to her pa.
You need help?
Huh. I think we can handle one old man.
The hostler's in there too, I think.
All right, two old men. Come on.
When they reached the shadows behind the office, they drew their guns. Buckhorn figured they could kick the back door open, rush in, and grab Brian Corcoran before he knew what was happening. If Nate tried to stop him, well, that would just be too bad for the old timer. Buckhorn had just put his foot on the bottom step leading up to the back porch when the door swung open.
Get out of here right now or I'll blast you!
Corcoran punctuated the threat by thrusting the twin barrels of a coach gun out the door.
Look, girl, I'll get him!